Welcome to Visual Studio ALM Rangers Build Customization Guidance video series. Video number 3, Automate Integration Tests. Now we will add a new test to our build, an integration test that exercises the application as a whole. In Visual Studio, we make sure that we are opening the solution in the developer branch. And now we're selecting the Build Validation Test project, which contains our test. We add a new test to the application. We select a web performance test, and we will call it something like Open Default Page Web Test. While we are using a web performance test, our scope is only to open and navigate the site. Here we type the URL of our site, webtestcontoso.com. We see the home page with the integration test message and stop the recording. Visual Studio is passing the HTTP exchange to find any parameters. The tester recorded a couple of URLs that are from the browser that are not to our site, and we see that we have just one request then for the home page. Now we add a check to the content by adding a validation rule. Select the find test rule and type here the text that we want to find, which is the message that comes from our environment integration test. With OK, we added this rule. And we build the project in order to make the new test visible to the tools inside Visual Studio. The web tests require a test list, so we create a new test list to be run. This test list is called Integration Tests. Okay, and here from the all loaded tests, we select our new Open Default page and we drag and drop to the new group. You see that the first column refers to the new list. Now we select all the other tests we have in the solution and we create a new test list from the selection and we call this unit tests. We also need a test settings file, so we add a new one to the project. Selecting test settings, here we can put a name like default and all the default settings are okay. We see that a new test settings file is created and added to the solution. The defaults are okay for our purposes. We must check in the VSDMI file and input it to the build to avoid queuing of new CI builds. We temporarily disable the definition. In Team Explorer we right click on the build definition and disable it and save. Now we can check in the new test that we have added. In the pending check-in window we put a comment like added new integration tests and list, check-in, save. Now we can re-enable and edit the build definition. Let's make a bit of room. We need to change in the process the automated test. Now it's using all the test assemblies that it finds to run the tests. We switch to the metadata file and select the VSDMI file that's been checked in. Here we can choose to run all the tests or just the integration test. We save the build after re-enable it and we can manually queue a build to see that everything worked and we wait for a moment for the build to finish. The build completed, we drill down and see that only one test has been run. We can take a look at the test result. It was only the integration test that we choose. And drilling down, we can see the response that we get. In the details, we can see that the find text check passed. With this, we can move to the next topic.